paragraph Vav. Now the pasuk continues. V'zehu b'shivtecha b'veisecho uvelechtecha v'aderecho v'shachbov kumecha. In the Kriya Shema, it says that these words that you're going to be speaking, either with the tzaddik or with your fellow Jew or by yourself, you should be doing this when you're sitting in your house, when you're traveling, when you get up, when you go to sleep. Ze b'chinas ma shediktek Rabbeinu Zal v'kosav shom ba'toyra zois she'ikr ha'tikun al yidei she'mekasher es liboi la'hanakuda ha'shayach la'liboi bo'eis ha'zois. The last two words that we just said are the whole key to this sentence. Rav Nosson Zal says, the fact that it says in the Shema that you should speak these words when you're at home, when you're traveling, when you're getting up, when you're going to sleep, that's tied into what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in the Kutumran, where he says that a Jew has to see to it to attach his heart to the Nekuda that's shayach to his heart at that particular moment, at that particular time. Bo'eis hazois. Ayin Shom, look in Likutimran over there in Torah Lamed Dalid, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. The Torah that this halacha is based on. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ube'inyin ze yesh harbe ledaber ulevayer. Regarding this issue, there's a lot to talk about and there's a lot to explain. Listen to this very carefully. He's going to give us some inside information about his spiritus and about a very deep, serious connection with Hashem. Umi sheroitze leilech im dibur ze, a person who wants to follow this instruction of Rabbeinu Zal, ulehistakel al ze be'emes, and to look at this honestly, hu yochoy lekarev es atzmoy l'Hashem yizborach, that person will be able to bring himself close to Hashem, ulehachzik es atzmoy b'Hashem yizborach, Tomid lo ilam voed, and be able to be strong in his connection to Hashem, to be solidly connected to Hashem always, lo ilam voed, permanently, bechol mokim shehu, no matter where he's at, yiyeich sheyeh, no matter what the person's going through, he will always be able to be very connected to Hashem. Ki bevadai bechol eis uzman. Ubechol mokim shehu, be'eze madrego, ube'eze inyan shehu, tomid yesh eze bechinas nekuda toivo, sheyochoy ledabek es atzmoy, lahanekuda hahi, hashayach laliboy, bo'ez hazayis daika. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, it's a definite fact that at all times and in all locations, no matter what level a person is on right now, of Aliyah or Yerida, whatever it is, regardless of what the circumstances are, there is some kind of spark of Kedusha that the person can connect himself to at that time that's applicable to him at that particular moment in those circumstances that he's in. You know, there are many people who say, right now I can't learn, right now I can't daven, right now I can't go to the tzaddik, right now I can't speak to anybody. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the spectrum of Kedusha that we've spoken about, that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the Likut Imran, the Kesher to the Tzaddik, the Kesher to your fellow Jew, your own personal Kesher, based on the way Rabbeinu Zal presents it over there, there is nobody in any circumstance whatsoever, in any time or any place, that can't make a connection, that can't find a connection that's going to apply to them at that particular moment, in that particular place where they are. Ve'im yistakel, if the person will look, v'chapes hetev, and they'll search carefully, bevadai toyer boy hanekuda hashayach laliboy bo'ez hazois daika, the person will definitely connect and be able to draw light from the Nekuda that applies to his heart at that particular time. And by doing that, he'll be able to fix everything. Because this is something that we see in life. שבוודאי אין דוימה הוא אבוידו שהוד או מויבד השם יסבורך בשבס ויונטף לא אבוידו של שש עשמי החויל. You can't compare in any way how a person is connected to Hashem on Shabbos or on Yom Tov to the connection that they have during the 6 days of the week. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're dressed differently, we're eating differently, there's no work, there's 100 pluses going for us to make us more spiritual, to make us connect to Hashem than during the 6 days of the week. Although there are people that'll say, on the contrary, during the week, I have my fixed shiurim. I know at 9 o'clock I have this shiur, at 10 I have this shiur. And Shabbos, even though with all of its spirituality, somehow the day runs away on me, and I end up not even, you know, if I look at what did I do today, I didn't even get 2 or 3 hours of solid learning. But how could that be? This is a day when I can't talk on the phone. I have so many pros going for me that should make it so much easier to be focusing on Torah and Tefillah, and yet somehow it doesn't always work that way. But Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, one thing everybody will admit, is that there are major differences between Shabbos Yom Tov versus the 6 days of the week. Number one. Number two, V'chein einoi doima ha'avoida shebeveisoi lo ha'avoida shebederech. So too, you can't compare to the avoida that a person does at home to the avoida that he does when he's traveling. Most of us will say we accomplish much, much more when we're traveling than we do at home. Just being cute a little bit. In Rav Nosson Zal's context, the way he's saying it, that logically, or if things were normal, if things were right, when a person is at home, this doesn't mean literally in your house physically, but it means you're not traveling. When a person's at their home base, they're not in the middle of a trip or anything, usually it's much easier for them to keep their regular shiurim, their standard shiurim, their mikvah, their hispoidus, their shiurim in Torah, all their tefillah b'tzibur 3 times a day, all their kviyases, versus when you're traveling, it's a different set of circumstances completely. And you have to know how to deal with it. You can't say, oh, 1 second, this is a change. I'll have to wait till I get home for the next 2 weeks. Hashem, have a nice life. I'll see you in 2 weeks when I get back home. We can't say that, right? So a person needs to know that it's different. It's very different. But I have to figure out exactly how I'm going to make my connection with Hashem when I'm traveling and how I'm going to do it once I get back home. Ki bevadai baderech eino yochoy la'asoy kol kach batoyre kemoy bevesoy. Because again, in a normal household, a person, when he's in traveling, cannot accomplish as much in Torah as he can when he's at home. Aval afal pikein. However, despite these things, bevadai ein ho'odom poter legamri baderech me'avodas Hashem. A person is not completely exempt when he's traveling from serving Hashem. Person can say, what do you mean? I don't have my shul here, my minyan, my mikvah. Forget it. I'll wait till I get back home. And for this week, Hashem will just have to wait for me, you know. He'll just have to remember me, you know, based on what I did at home. We know that that's not the Jewish way. A person has to know, even though you're traveling, within your circumstances of travel, you have to be doing the best possible that you can in Torah, in Tefillah, in Mitzvahs, Ma'asim Tovim. Rak baderech hu tzorech lekasher atzmoi lahanakuda hashayach laliboy bo'eis hahi. But rather, when a person's traveling, he has to attach himself to the nekuda that's shayach to his heart at that particular moment, during that trip that he's going on. Kifi ho'esik shoysik boy, based on what he's involved in. Ubevesoi tzorech lekasher atzmoi lahanakuda hashayach laliboy yoz. And when he's at home, he has to attach himself to the nekuda that's shayach to his heart at that time. We know, for example, most people, when they're at home, they have their shas gemara, they have their sforim that they're used to using in the house. When they're traveling, in most cases, it's not reasonable, it's not logical, it's not normal to pack his shas gemara and his big shulchan aruch and this and this. So what do we say? No gemara, no halacha, chas v'shalom. he's got to know that there's a pocket size this and a pocket size that, or he makes a photocopy of the 2-3 pages that he needs. He knows, and again, but what do you mean? What if I have to look up something that I learned a week ago? The answer is, okay, you're right. You will not be able to do everything that you can do at home, but that's not an excuse to say, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not going to take advantage of the time. I have a plane trip that's 3 hours. Okay, you're right. I can't learn 3 hours. They're serving the meal. But maybe 30 minutes I can get. 30 minutes of salta. 30 minutes is $30 billion. If a person knows what a mitzvah is, what one word of Torah is, then it's $30 billion. And to say that because they're going to be serving a meal, therefore the whole plane trip is no good, that's Yetzer Hara. That's how the Satan will look at it. But Rabbeinu Zal taught us in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan that there's this L'kasher Satsmi Tanakuda Bo'is Hazois, that there are different times, there are different places. True, you can't serve Hashem on the airplane like you can on the ground, or you can't serve Hashem on the bus like or in your car, but you definitely can do. You can be connected to Hashem anywhere, everywhere, in the right manner for that thing. Again, Hashem doesn't expect 3 hours from you on a 3-hour flight, but he does expect 30 minutes. He does expect 1 hour. What you can do, he does expect. And if the person doesn't, they're fooling themselves. They're losing out. They're missing out. V'chein bayoim tzrichin l'kasher atzmoy l'hanakuda shach l'li boy oz hame'ira bayoim. So too, regarding the daylight hours, a person has to attach himself to the nakuda that's shaykh to his heart during daylight hours. Certain things he can do by day that he can't do by night. Again, by daytime there's a shachris. If you're at home or you're traveling, shachris with a talis and tefillin, it's a whole different kesher to Hashem than mincha and mariv, where there's no talis and tefillin, where there's no kriyashma. And a person needs to know these differences. The daytime kesher and the nighttime kesher, they're different. But each time I'm making the kesher that I'm supposed to make and that I can make to Hashem at that particular time. U'balaylo l'hanakuda meiras balayla. And at nighttime to make the kesher to the nakuda that's shining at night. V'dibarto v'zeh, this is what the pasuk says, v'dibarto bom b'shivtecha b'veisecho u'v'lechtecho v'aderech u'v'shach b'chov kumecha. This is why the pasuk says, you will speak. Bom, in them, bom is in Torah, in tefillah, all kinds of diburim of kedusha, when? In all circumstances, at home, traveling, getting up, going to sleep. Ki tomid tzrichin ledaber b'toyra v'yirashamayim. Because a person has to always be speaking words of Torah and Yerushalayim, ulekasher atzmoy lahanekuda shach laliboy bo'ei sahi kefi o'eis, and to attach himself to the nekuda that's appropriate for his heart at that particular moment. Sometimes a person has a plan to learn something at a particular moment. He's about to sit down to learn, and he gets a phone call from somebody, a desperate phone call of something extremely important. And he has to talk to that person for 15 minutes. And then he gets off the phone and says, what did I do? Imagine, I threw Hashem away in order to take that phone call. If the phone call was a proper phone call, you didn't throw Hashem away. You were talking about Hashem on that. That was part of it. That was a chesed to try to help a person, etc., etc. This is all nekuda shaykh laliboy bo'eis hazois. There are different times. There are certain circumstances that you can plan. There are certain things you can't plan that you don't know about. And there are many people that the minute there's a change, they get lost. You know, that. Rachman al-Islam, they say that there were certain Jews who, when they came over to the United States from Europe, before the war, during the war, right after the war, when they were on the boat, they told them, you're coming to America now. America is totally different. This ain't no shtetl stuff. You got to forget the past completely. This is going to be a new world, new beginning. Many of them, the first thing they threw overboard was the talis and tefillin, Rachman al-Islam. Tossed it into the water because they told him, you ain't going to need this where you're going. You're going to need different things. You're going to need to roll up your sleeves and work. America ain't no place for talis and tefillin and stuff. This is a place where the most important thing is making a living. That's what it's all about here. There's talk like this. These are things that I heard growing up, etc., etc. There were people, Rahman al-Islam, who thought that, and the Torah tells us no. The Torah says v'dibartabam belech chobaderach b'shiv v'esecho, that there's a, the kesher to Hashem is alive and well everywhere, wherever you are. Im hu beveisoi oy baderech, im hu bayoim oy balayla, ki lechol eisuzman. Because the pasuk says, "Ki lakoil eis uzman." There's a time for everything. Lakoil eis uzman lakol chayfetz tachas hashamayim. There's a time for everything under heaven, meaning in this world. V'zeh bechinas. This is the meaning of one of the incredible sentences that we say in Tikkun HaKloli. In the second paragraph of Tikkun HaKloli, chapter 32 in Tehillim, when we say, Al zois yispalel kol chosed elecho, le'eis metzoi. This is what every chosid davens for to you, Hashem, davens to you for. What do we daven for? Le'eis metzoi. To find the time. Rav Nosson Zal says, le'eis metzoi daika. Sheyizke tomid limtsoi hanekuda kefi ho eis vazman kanal, meaning that I should be zeche to find the right thing to do. I should be zeche to find the right connection to Hashem at every single time. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, every single time. Ki bevadai yefsher laodom leida kol zois beprotius. Now, what the pasuk says, this is what every chosid davens to Hashem for. What do you mean? Why do I have to daven? Why not just put my brain on and think in every single circumstance, think of what I should be doing now? What's the big deal? Rav Nosson says, ki bevadai e efsher lo odom leida kol zois beprotius, because it is definitely impossible for a human being to know this. To know all of this in full detail, to know exactly what they should be doing in each and every single circumstance, in each and every particular moment, what the right connection and what the best connection is to Hashem. Raku tzorich laham en tomid b'chol mokem shehu b'chol eis uzman ubeizem adregeshu b'aliyah b'yerida, but rather a person has to believe at all times. Wherever he is, no matter what the time is, and whatever level he's on, whether he's on an upswing or on a downswing, even if he's in a very serious yerida, even if his yerida is as bad as it is, the person has to realize and believe at all times shebevadai yesh ato bechinas nekuda toivo hashayach laliboy bo'eis haidaika, that there definitely is something right now for me. There definitely is a way for me right now to plug into Hashem. Shehu tzorech lekasher atzmoy lanekuda zois, and I have to make sure to make that connection, to make the appropriate connection that I can make and I need to make to Hashem right now. And if I do that, if I make the right connection at every particular time and every particular place, then I'll definitely fix whatever needs to be fixed, no matter where I'm at. This requires a lot of tefillah and a lot of begging Hashem for help. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Al zois yispalel kol chosed elecho. This is what every single religious person should be davening to Hashem for, le'eis mitzoi, to find at the right time, to find the right thing to do, the right thing to say at the right time. Should I be saying Tehillim now? Should I be saying Likutei Tefiloi? Should I be saying Shnai Mikra Vecho Targum? Should I be saying hello to my mother? Should I be calling my mother overseas and say good morning to her? What should I be saying at any particular moment? Bechinas al zois ispal kol chosid elecho le'eis metzoi daiko. To be zeche to find the right thing at every given moment. Ki ze ikar ha-hisboiridus v'hasicho beinoi levenkoinoi shehizironu rabbeinu zal harbe. This is the essence. This is the most important part of the Espiritus and speaking to Hashem that Rabbeinu Zal warned us about so many times, that he put so much emphasis on it. This is one of the most important parts of it. Person begging Hashem all the time for guidance. Guidance, show me what to do, what to think, what to say, where to go, where not to go. All of the begging Hashem. And we find that in Rabbeinu Zal's Sefer, Sichoi Saran, Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, in the second paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal writes there that Rabbeinu Zal said that his derech, there was something he used to do every single day, that he would declare, he would make a declaration to Hashem, Hashem, I'm giving over all of my thoughts, everything I'm going to say, everything I'm going to do, all my travels, I'm giving it all over into your hands. I want to do the right thing. I want to do what you want me to do. Guide me. Help me be zeicher to think only what you want me to think. I shouldn't think any thoughts that are neged ritzoinecha, that are against your wishes. Help me be zeicher to say the right thing at every given moment, whether I'm speaking to Hashem, whether I'm speaking to my Rebbe, whether I'm speaking to my friends, relatives. Give me the right words to say at every given moment. Everything I do, all my travels, to give it all over to Hashem. This was a declaration that he would make to start the day. And then throughout the day, to be plugged into Hashem at all times, constantly yearning and begging Hashem for guidance, especially what's the right thing to do right now. To be able to make the right choices. All of us have to make choices all the time.